Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another segment of the Triple E's segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Ms. Doris Powell, Vice President of Widows in Action. Welcome to the show, Ms. Powell.
Oh, welcome. Thank you. And muchas gracias.
Nada. All right. Yeah, you didn't know I know how to speak that stuff,
That's
did
all
you?
All right. I appreciate it.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself, because like I said, this is part two of a two-part segment. We had the president on earlier, and now we are so blessed to have you on. So the vice president, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, family life, formal education. Dig right in.
So first of all, it's so interesting when God comes into your life and changes everything that you are for the purpose that he wants you to be. So from the very beginning, I was born and raised in New York City,
okay.
And I call myself New Yorican because we were the first generation to speak Spanish and English.
Okay.
And that's why where New Yorican comes from, because we speak Spanish and English at the same time.
Okay.
So my parents came, migrated here from Puerto Rico, Caguas, Puerto Rico. My father worked in the Apple Avengers and escaped, like he said, and went back to New York City.
Okay.
My mother came in and worked in the factories. So I was born and raised in what is known as Brownsville, New York, which was the hottest place to live in, involved in the civil rights.
Okay.
Worked with Shirley Chisholm as a little girl.
Okay. So a lot of that was your formative years,
yes,
where you cut your teeth.
Right.
And it established
who
you wanted to be.
Was involved with the Young Lords, the Black Panthers.
Okay.
And then I got sent, I went to school in Buffalo, New York. And there I began to just continue to do what I believe was my civil rights efforts as a student, and we did things. And
yeah,
I began
read your bio. It's really extensive. Master's degree and all of that good stuff.
Yes, and did all that. And then I worked for the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, which I was one of the first Hispanics to work there as an intern and then get employed.
So a real trailblazer.
It was trailblazer. I've got, as I noted, I was the first corresponding secretary for the longshoremen, the first union.
That. How did that come about?
Oh, yeah, a lot of movement in the organization.
Right. That sounds like a real fluid situation. Okay.
Yes, because they didn't have a union before, so we established that. And shortly after that, I came and moved into Troy, New York to get employed with the Department of Transportation, which I spent 35 years in there. And that was a real crusade. But in the interim of all that, I became involved in church activities, got involved in the first church I got was with Open Ministries. And there I sort of started getting this calling from the Lord telling me, you got to do something for the widows. And I'm like, are you telling me I'm going to be a widow soon?
Okay, that
was the question.
That's my next question. How did you evolve to be connected with Widows in Action
and
that other powerful powerhouse woman that, you know, was on the show earlier?
Well, her church did services on Sundays and ours did on Saturday. So that's how we got connected through that. And we began at a church I was called Abba's Daughters. And basically was to outreach to widows at their homes, go do Bible study, and once a month take them out to eat anywhere they've never been before.
So they
could be exposed.
Awesome.
So they could be exposed. And Betty was observing that, and we started talking a little more. And she says, I'm getting this started. Do you want to? I said, absolutely. Because I started looking at statistics and looking at this nation, how our widows are forgotten, how they don't know how to go to get the resources that they should get. Okay.
But and not why only is that, if I could speak to
they
that.
Were
why?
Talking about the statistics back in 2016, they were talking about 40% of widows don't know what to do, and they lose resources. They talk about the number of children that are fatherless. You know, we talk about also the fact that another population that was forgotten is the widows of our servicemen. We've been in war for a long time, and we forget that there are a lot of young widows out here. So therefore, one of the things that we God began to get established was saying, there is a need. So therefore, we need to know more about them. One of the things that I would do with Abba's daughters, we will have tell your story. And basically, they would sit down and they would say, this is who I am. This is where I came from. And we would learn such powerful things from these women and say, well, why haven't you shared this? And they would say, no one wants to listen to this. Mm-hmm. So learning from that, they then shared with other widows. Mm-hmm. And they began to become more talkative. They mm-hmm. were then able to disclose things to their children that their children didn't know.
Okay.
And I think that's the power of this. Widows in Action, the power that we have is to let them get their freedom back. Biblically, we're responsible for widows. And therefore, if we're responsible for widows, let's give them the tools that they need so they can have that freedom to mm-hmm. be who they are.
Where do you see Widows in Action in the next 5 years?
Well, we will be in a building, and we will have a network of individuals that will be able to provide the services or at least link widows to the services that they need to get. And that is so important. It is important that the needs are addressed of the widows on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we take things and we take it and make it too global. Mm-hmm. But if you take one instance, one need, address it, educate them, then you can educate them so they can educate someone else. Mm. And therefore, you have someone that would link to make them be in a better place.
Okay. So I want to ask this question. I don't know if it sounds a little off track, but how do men get involved? With Widows in Action, you know, is it just...
No.
We
have opened ourselves to widowers also.
Because, a lot of men are.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Mm-hmm. It just happened that when we started, this was the focus. And then as we go on, we see that there is a need there. And Betty Gilmore gets involved with them. One of the things that we do.
And let me ask this, do you have any men as of yet involved?
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. All right. Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of my listeners mm-hmm. want to hear, is this just a women's group
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Right. Yep. This is multi-gender. Yes. Right.
One of the things that both Betty and I do is if someone notifies us and tells us that there's a death in a family or where someone becomes a widow or widower, and they, Betty will call the pastor and say, can I come in and say a couple of words or at least meet the widow and the widower? Mm-hmm. We go and sit there most of the time because they know Betty. Mm-hmm. She says a couple of things and, the condolences and that. And then she presents the widow with one of these, which is a band that we have. It says, in loving memory of your loved one, WIA.
Okay.
And Betty presents that with a love offering. Mm-hmm. And we give them a monetary love offering.
Yes.
And we also give them information. Like we have a checklist that we give the widow in that letter along mm-hmm. with our material in case whenever they want to contact us.
Okay.
We're not pushing you. We want you to know that we're there.
Okay.
So therefore, in this checklist, you look at things that most widowers are not even looking at. Where do I get the resources? Who do I contact for this? And if they can ask, they can say, I don't know the answer to this, call us.
Okay.
And that's what all we want to do. Mm-hmm. We want to educate them and make them independently free.
So any upcoming events locally that's going to highlight what you guys are doing?
Right now, we're going to do the August fundraiser.
Okay.
In the very near future, before the end of the year, we're going to be doing some other workshops. In fact, last year, we did a workshop on mental health. Because we want to stay with the issue. The mm-hmm. issue is that everyone has these, but no one is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the power of widows and widowers is that they have so much knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
And we're not even tapping into it.
Transfers into knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. at first, the first step is grief. And I think what you guys do is a lot of counseling around mm-hmm. that, to soften the impact of being a widow, mm-hmm. And then to bring them to say, okay, now that that's behind you, life goes on. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times people think, especially when they're 30, 40, it's the end.
Yes.
And you guys show them that, no, this is the beginning in a lot of ways. Yes.
And that there's a future for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they also is the reality that they need to talk to family about how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And death is an issue that people don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But we need to be able to sit our children down and say, you know, this is exactly how I felt. And yes, it hurt, but now this is where I am, and this is what I need today. Tomorrow may be something absolutely different, but it's important to notice that widows have so much knowledge. I tell you, when I sit down and I've talked with them in groups, they display so much information that I would have never, ever thought that they had experienced these things in life. So it's important.
All right, so we're going to close out then. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.